91.5 WMFO Medford.
Sleeps the rough of the spirit, but just too far away to see. Radio operator, there are still messages to send from the future, from the present. A friend from my future, from your memory, and it never has to end. This
Oh, the bitter winds are coming.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm sitting in the same chair that you sat in, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And when I sat in it, it was up higher. You know how you can adjust it?
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't touched the adjustment, but I've
You've been just, thinking?
I've just, yeah, I don't know.
That happens to more than one seat in here.
Yeah, what causes that, I wonder?
Just a loose connection.
Just make sure it doesn't get back into that position, because I've been on the air and I end up down here.
Maybe I should have eaten a few thousand less munchkins.
A few thousand less. Yes. Yeah. A few thousand less.
Well, those blueberry ones are deadly.
Oh, the blueberry munchkins. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Who invented those?
I don't know.
Munchkins or blueberry munchkins?
Blueberry munchkins. Somebody tripped and dumped the blueberries in the batter.
Somebody I like very much. I like them, whoever they are.
Let's talk about music for a second.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
We just heard First Aid Kit doing Emmy Lou.
Yeah.
And
beautiful stuff they do all the time. All the time.
Yeah. Beautiful. Really great. Mm-hmm. And she mentions a bunch of people, including Johnny Cash and that. So right before that, we heard Roseanne Cash doing Radio Operator, which I faded out too soon. So I apologize, Roseanne, for cutting off your song. It sounded like it was ending. But it was not quite done yet.
Musicians, those damn musicians,
I know, right?
They're always throwing in curveballs like that.
Or they end the song really abruptly and you don't hear it coming.
Yeah.
That's the other one. The fake ending and the abrupt ending, the DJ's curse. We heard Elin Jewell, it's a new single from her album Gypsy. It's not quite out yet, but we heard Crawl.
See, if that was the one that you cut off, and you could say that it's not quite out yet. That's why it faded out too soon, because it wasn't all the way there yet. But it didn't quite work out that way.
It's weird.
That's just silly.
The database here had the wrong year for that, so I just changed it.
Database is only as good as the people that put the information in there.
I guess so.
Yeah.
But Elin Jewell is fantastic. I can't wait for that album to come out. She's just the best. And we heard Kacey Chambers, speaking of the best, she is the Australian country singer. She did the title track to her album, Barricades and Brick Walls. Just a great, great singer. And she doesn't get to the States often, but if she does, go see her, because she's fantastic in concert. And we started with the Ali Venable Band. She caught the Katie and left me a mule to ride.
Happens all too often these days.
It happens all the time.
It does.
And that brings us to 12:13 and 36.78 seconds here on WMFO in Medford, here with Mike on the mic. And Bob is just hanging out with us and shooting the breeze.
We no longer need more Bob.
I know, right? We put out a request for more Bob, and wouldn't you know it, more Bob arrived.
In the door he came.
You know, it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Any topics you guys want to discuss, or should we play more music?
Well, the sun's actually out. It's not raining.
That's incredible.
It's not humid.
Yeah. I haven't had to turn my sprinklers on yet this year.
Look at how lush all the trees are.
This is, right?
This is something that we haven't seen for quite a few years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
And you know it's not for a good reason, most likely, right? It's something bad we're doing.
Enough with the rain, okay? Yeah. Enough.
Enough with the rain.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I'm going to Vegas where it'll probably be 110 degrees.
Oh, you know it.
Yeah, I'm going to bake.
Going to see a show?
Yeah, see Paul McCartney.
In Vegas?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's next Saturday night. I'm pretty excited about that.
He knows she's coming, too.
Yeah, he does. I let him know.
I was reading reviews of some of the shows that he's been doing. He's been in the Midwest, and the set lists have been mind-boggling.
I kind of want to be surprised.
He's doing 3 hours shows.
And it's such a wonderful, wonderful band. I mean, they're so good.
Yeah, he's been with this band longer than any other band he's had. And it's the only one he has that hasn't been named. You know,
right. It's not Wings.
What's his drummer's name? Abe?
Laboriel Jr.
Yeah, one of the best drummers I have ever seen.
And he's very entertaining, too.
Oh, I know. His movements are quite comical.
Yeah, and he does a little dance.
Yeah.
Makes a little love. Yeah, got down
when Paul tonight. When Paul does Dance Tonight, he does this little dance on the stage.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
Last summer I saw Ringo out in Saratoga Springs, and that was fantastic too. He had his all-star band was guys from Men at Work, and who else? Somebody from I want to say Santana.
Greg Rowley?
I can't remember now.
Yeah,
memory's not great.
He always has. Awesome.
Yeah.
His all-star
it was
band
pretty cool.
Really all-stars.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And they end up sort of doing the greatest hits of whatever band those people are in.
Right.
Which left me like, it was fun, but I wanted to hear more Ringo. Anyway, more Ringo. please.
Need more Ringo.
Yes, please.
Need more Bob.
What we need right now is more shovels and rope.
Ooh, I love shovels and rope.
Yeah, so here they are. Here on Something About the Women.
Delta mama and a nigger jack man raised their Cumberland daughter in a Tennessee band. Played spring water station in, couldn't play fast, couldn't fit in. Called a 66 Dodge from Carolina. Got her education on her mama's dime. She was singing in a bar called Comatose, halfway rusted on a salty coast. Rock of Ages, cleave for me. Let me hide myself in thee, buried in the sand, 500 miles from Birmingham. We'll rock a mountain cowboy in a rock and roll band, plug his amplifier in all across the land. Athens, Georgia on a Friday night, saw that little girl, she could sing all right. Spent 5 years going from town to town, waiting on that little girl to come around. Caught in the arms of New York City to lose that gal seemed a terrible pity. Rock of Ages, cleave for me. Let my heart forget of thee. Why do you demand calling me from Birmingham?
Pulled a cover wagon off the BQE. Take more than we could tow, making something out of nothing with a scratch and a hole. Two old guitars like a shovel and a rope. Rock of Ages, cleave for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Birmingham.
I got ways to make you fall, tell you all things it'll light about. I got ways to make you mad, just laughing at the girl sitting on your lap. I got ways to make you sing my songs, and ones I ain't written yet. I got parts you've never seen, I've got moves I've never used. I got ways to make you come back to me. I got ways to make you strange, drug you up and drag you home. I got ways to track you down in all of the places you like to go. I got ways to make you crazy, wear all the things you always wanted me to. I got ways to make you run and my daddy's coming for you. I got lights you never seen, I've got moves I never used. I've got ways to make you come back to me.
but I can't just give it to you like that. Say you want a piece of me, say you want to see what I see, but I can't just give it to you like that.
Wow.
Hi.
That snuck up on me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That was I'm With Her, who I saw at Tanglewood last weekend.
Tanglewood in the Berkshires.
Yes, sir. Yes, sirree, Bob. Yes, sirree, Mike.
It's been there forever and ever. I love it out there.
You know, it's weird because I had forgotten, but when I was a kid, I think we went on I went to camp in the Poconos, and they took us on a senior trip, you know.
Yep.
And we went to Tanglewood.
Same with me. I went to camp out there and in the Berkshires.
Uh-huh.
In so West Stockbridge.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Beautiful.
Awesome. Yeah, so it was I'm With Her, and as I mentioned earlier on your show, Tig Notaro did like a 5-minute set, and Ben Folds was amazing.
He always is.
So it was a great show, so it was really good. All right, what else did we hear?
I don't know.
Well, we heard I'm With Her doing I-89. We heard Kathleen Edwards doing Back to Me, and something called End of the Line from Hooray for the Riff Raff. Say that 10 times fast.
I don't want to.
Hooray for the Riff Raff.
Mm-hmm, it's only one.
And then a great little duo, Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams, did It Ain't Gonna Be a Good Night. And Shovels and Rope, another great duo, doing Birmingham to start us off.
Yeah,
so,
that's such an oft-covered song. It's a great song.
Yeah, so just, and they're just a great band. I've just recently discovered them.
Yeah.
Very happy to have discovered them. So it's 12:36, and got 24 minutes left of Something About the Women plus Mike on the mic. We're just going to keep playing the hits.
What are we going to do with all these munchkins? We still have so many of them.
I'm not taking them home.
Full.
You have to take responsibility.
Oh, God.
Because I am not, I cannot be responsible.
I'll have another munchkin.
All right, yeah. Bob's back.
Bob's back. See, I mentioned munchkin, and he comes. There you go.
Yeah, see?
There's blueberry ones still,
don't have
Bob.
To tell him twice.
No.
Yummy.
Yep.
So what? So I guess we should keep playing music, right?
Oh, God, I suppose so.
All right, so here's a nice little ditty from Iris DeMent.
Oh, really unique voice, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's an acquired taste, too. I didn't like it when I first heard her, but I heard this song again recently, and I was like, you know what? I changed my mind. Yes, Bob?
I love what she does with John Prine.
Oh.
She sings with John Prine a lot. So.
Yeah, and John Prine is just the best. He's awesome.
He likes you, too.
Does he, though?
Yeah, he does.
I actually worked a concert in college, a John Prine concert, where I had to number all the seats. But it had been spring fling that day. It was like for my internship in college. It had been spring fling, and I was a little altered, and I had a really hard time numbering the seats.
So the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Mm-hmm. Actually, the more they're different. But anyway.
Yeah. Really? All right, count backwards from 100. Do it now.
94,
yeah.
6.
I thought so.
All right. Fine. Iris DeMent here on Something About the Women.
And you know the sun's setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your love, cause your heart's bound to die. Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down on our town, on our town? Good night. Mm-hmm. one hot summer night. He was the tender and ordered a beer. It's been 40 years and I'm still sitting here. But you know the sun's setting fast, and just like they say, nothing could ever last. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, 'cause your heart's bound to die. Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down on our town, on our town? Good night. It's here I had my babies and I had my first kiss. I've walked down Main Street, the cold morning mist. Over there is where I bought my first car. It turned over once, but then it never went far. And I can see the sun setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, 'cause your heart's bound. Beside the pretty brick wall, I bring them flowers about every day, but I just gotta cry when I think what they'd say if they could see how the sun's setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, 'cause your heart's bound. I got tears in my eyes. I'm leaving tomorrow, but I don't wanna go. I love you, my town, you'll always live in my soul. But I can see the sun setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. We'll go on, I gotta kiss you goodbye, but I'll hold to my lover, 'cause my heart's about to die.
Your voice is soft like summer rain. I cannot compete with you. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he called your name, Jolene. Oh, but I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Of men, but I could never love again, 'cause he's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you, whatever you decide you'll do, Jolene.
Calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, no, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit mass.gov/MEMA. Brought to you by the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
No waiting on, and blame it on my mind. I'm jumping the tracks and I'm not coming back. No, no, no. Blame it on the radio for playing all those sad, sad, sad songs. I'm taking it back and I'm moving on. That's my waiting line, wasting all my time. I'm taking my turn and I'm moving on. Baby's got his dimples on, waiting for my go, 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 go. I'm jumping the tracks and I'm not coming back from the low. That's why I'll be low. We'll be right back.
Alrighty there.
Yes, sir. Sue.
That is Kelly Willis. And she's talking about whatever way the wind blows. So there.
Yeah.
We also heard Paula Nelson Band. That is Willie Nelson's daughter. Yes, Paula Nelson rocking it out with Fire Below from her album Lucky 13.
A lot of love for anybody that's related to Willie Nelson.
No kidding, right?
Yeah.
And he's got some talented kids, Paula and Lucas. I don't know if there's any others, but I'm aware of those two.
He doesn't either.
I know, right? we heard the brand new, well, not brand new, but recently new version of Jolene, the new string version. That's from Dumplin', which was a movie. It was like a Netflix movie about a girl who isn't your classic beauty, but her mother is a former beauty queen, and she loves Dolly Parton, so there's a lot of Dolly Parton music in Dumplin'. A very cute little movie.
You know, it just shows how a great song can just live on.
Forever.
Like yeah,
have
forever.
You heard the version where they play it slowed down?
Yeah,
oh, my God. It's so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
You're not going to find a better songwriter than...
Than Dolly Parton.
No.
And she's amazing. She really is.
You know, Cyndi Lauper is also amazing.
She really is. In fact, it's Cyndi Lauper's birthday.
No kidding.
Yeah, she's 66 today.
Wow. It's good she's not 666 because
that's
a whole different
devil.
Thing.
Yeah. So she's very talented. Let me just tell you the last thing we played and then the very last thing and then maybe we should celebrate Cyndi Lauper's birthday.
Let's do it.
All right. So we started the set with Iris DeMent doing Our Town, going back to 2016.
Hooray.
So, Mike, it's been a great 4 hours with you.
It has.
You know, Mike is like my brother from another mother.
Mm-hmm.
And
we just found each other late in life.
Yeah, we did. My long-lost sibling.
Yeah, we missed all the fights we could have had as kids.
I know. I was busy having them with my other three brothers, you know.
me with my other brothers, yeah. Would have been fun.
So we should do this again sometime.
Mm-hmm. We started this tradition.
Yes.
Tradition.
All right.
Just wanted to put it in context.
And sorry, we didn't get to the request for Janis Joplin.
Roy from Malden.
Thank you
for requesting.
Sorry,
we'll do it another time, but
thank
you.
We will.
Thank you for calling.
We love Janis Joplin, but we don't like to play the same song every single week, so we'll get to that again next time. But anyway, very, very happy birthday to Cyndi Lauper. So we're going to hear a couple tracks from her and wish you adieu. So again, the Thigh Scrapers are playing at Quincy Porch Fest today at 6, so Brian won't be in for Crash Course for the Ravers. We got music for you, nonetheless.
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
The great DJ here at MFO, Rick.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Rick Deckard,
And he always, you know, he always will sub for you in a pinch. Rick is the best. He's a great dude.
Yeah.
Of course, this has been Something About the Women on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
And before that, it was Mike on the Mic.
Mike on the Mic.
Yep, and we've been here for 4 hours.
Yes, we have.
Trying to devour the munchkins, not doing very well.
I only had two. I just want you to know. I was very restrained.
Okay.
Yeah, two!
Okay,
I did. You
fine.
Ate the rest. Look at that box.
I'm looking at it.
So, anyway. All right. So,
thanks, Sue.
Thanks for listening.
Love doing this with you.
Love doing it with you,
okay.
Mike. All right. Making sure everything's all ready to go here.
I'm sure.
All right. Thanks for listening. Mike
Bye,
on the
everybody.
Mic will be back next week.
At 9.
And then Mike on the Mic will continue Something About the Women at 11.
In my party dress.
Yes, with Mike Stewart doing some Boston
Women's
Rock.
Yeah, so next week, yeah.
Awesome stuff. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have
Happy
a great
birthday,
day.
Cyndi Lauper.
Happy birthday.